your source for everything paranormal. Para X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Hello, welcome to The Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network. I'm Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we are here for a triumphant Tuesday.
Woohoo! I'm guessing the triumphant comes in because today, this week is the fourth year of our weekly show on this day. Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So we are triumphant.
Go us.
And it also... Okay, so I know it's Tuesday, but this also really could be called a throwback Tuesday because we're going to talk about all of the favorite things that we've done on this show over the last 4 years, right?
Yeah. It is throwback Tuesday, although now it feels like throwback Thursday because it's like the TH.
I know, it's the TH. Yeah, so it's the triumphant.
But it's good enough. We'll take it.
Yeah. Throwback Tuesday. We can use all those words because it's true. All of them are true.
Yep.
So how are you?
Good. It's good. It's so busy and that's good. It's very good.
I know.
Yeah. No complaints there. Yeah. It's just you know, when you have lots going on, I've got events coming up the next 2 weekends and so plus there's a holiday and so people just aren't doing things with me at the studio because of the holiday too. And so it fills up all the in-between time, so which is good. It's just now it's getting busy further out, which happens.
Yes.
And that's
okay. I know. My calendar is really busy for the month of July. So, and I'm back in the office 4 days a week now. So I'm, you know, it's a real adjustment, can I just say, after being home for you know, a year and a half to actually have to be somewhere at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. To join all the rest of us back in the, in the workplace again.
Back in the saddle.
Sorry,
well,
Steph.
And we're really trying to get people to come back in, right? But nobody wants to, and it's not required, right? But that's what I do, right? I'm an office administrator, so that is my job. And so the office is technically open, but you are not required to go in because we're moving to a hybrid workplace. But, and it's summer, right? So nobody really wants to come in.
So, well, and I can imagine once it's winter, nobody will want to come in because who wants to commute?
Don't you wonder? Don't you wonder? And so there are a handful of us that have been coming in this whole time. I mean, I haven't gone in every day or been in for more than a few hours once or twice a week just to check on everything. But so it's just the normal ones. Nobody new has decided to come in. I think it's going to be tough to convince them. Can I just say?
Well, there have been a lot of articles in the newspaper about people that are really fighting that, you know, some people want to go in and some people are like, nope, now that I've proven I can do it from home, I don't want to go in.
That's
and
right.
I've even heard that some people are like quitting if they are made to go in, they don't want to go in. So
they're
quitting to find a job where they can do work from home.
Yep. I know. And tomorrow we have a big meeting with our corporate parent to talk about this hybrid model. But I think they're going to require the people going at least a couple days a week. I think that's kind of the thing. I mean, I think some people if they have their supervisor's permission and it's okay, they could probably work at home all the time. But I think, really, I think the vast majority of people at my company will probably choose that 2-day-a-week thing, you know? And so the good news there is that the company will be more profitable because we can give up space, right? And we're not spending so much in real estate. But the bad part of it is nobody's together all at the same time anymore, which, you know, it's kind of not a good thing, you know? But I get it.
Well, it depends on your perspective.
That's right.
Some people are probably okay with it.
Well, yeah.
And you know, let me tell you, this is for an empath, this is good stuff,
yeah.
You know, that you can, and I know you can still, you know, feel energies and stuff over like online and Zoom meetings and things like that. And I totally get that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to be sitting on a bus with people or sitting in cubicles next to people, it's that, you know, this is tough stuff. So if an empath has a chance to work from home and they want to, that's a good deal.
I agree. I agree. And maybe that's why it's been so tough, because even though there's only a few people in the office, there's so much activity that I'm not used to now, you know, and they're coming in and there's stuff going on and they all come to me, you know, because that's just that's my role, right? I talk to everybody and everybody comes to my desk. But yeah, it's been very draining, you know, because I have to get up super early and take Millie for a walk and make sure everybody's hunky-dory all before I get in the shower. And oh my God, it's just been craziness. But it's good. It's good. It feels good. It's just, you know, we just got to get used to it again. It is creepy being so crowded. I agree with you, Karen. And I think that, and our building is mostly empty, right? So we have... I don't know, 30 floors, and there just is hardly anybody there. You know, it's like all the companies are having a hard time getting people to come back in. And it's downtown, right? So we know there's been issues in downtown Minneapolis. So there are many factors. It's not just the whole I want to stay at home thing. It's also people are concerned about about their safety there, you know? So
I have
felt fine. You know, I park a couple blocks away and I've been walking and I am just fine. My biggest letdown is that there's only one coffee shop open. And our coffee is horrific because there's not enough of us there to keep it going. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, that's bad. Yeah. And it is creepy.
Well, I've been back since June of last year, so I'm in the swing of it. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's an adjustment and we're all adjusting and we're all evolving. And I do think people who can work from home will do it. And I think our company it'll be amazing to see what happens. But at any rate, so that's what's going on. So I'm still trying to get over that. Casey's birthday was this past weekend. So we had a whole bunch of things that we did for that. And yeah, I've just been busy right on, you know, every day, it seems like. And I know you have too. So you and I haven't really even chatted offline except for a few texts here and there. So, oof, it is what it is.
Yes, it is. It's all good.
It is all good. And this is 4th of July weekend. So I plan on being in the lake on an air mattress, getting some color into this pale skin.
I was gonna say, you better wear some sunscreen.
I will.
Turn into
but a usually by now, at least I have freckles going on, you know, but not this year. I don't know. It's crazy. How about you? What are you doing for the 4th?
Well, one of my events is on the 3rd that I'm working. And so that I'm doing. And then hopefully doing some kayaking out in the lake, or maybe even doing that river trek again, that 4-hour river ride from my house. So we'll see. We'll see. It's pretty open. And then I work next week, and then we're going to the Pair Unity convention next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wonder if there'll be that many people there. Don't you wonder if people are really interested in that kind of stuff in the middle of summer?
I don't know. We'll see.
I think it'll, because usually it's in October. It's in the fall, you know, when people are thinking about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. I know Jerry and the Sim crew will be there as well. So, it'll be cool to see.
Yeah. I'm just glad to go. And even if just seeing the other booths, you know, the people, because you know a lot of the people that are at the booths. So just seeing people again will be nice. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, I feel compelled to wear a mask, even though I'm vaccinated. But I still, like, with all the stuff going on, I still feel like I wonder if I should wear a mask. And I don't know. We'll see how it goes there. But I'm excited to see people I know that I haven't seen for a while, because it'll be good to just see, well, you know, friends. So
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Paranormal community people. Good stuff. Looking forward to it.
I hear you. Yeah. You know, I heard today, talking about masks, I heard today that they're asking the CDC for guidelines now about buses and airplanes, and can we not wear masks in those places? What do you think about that?
To wear masks again?
No. Well, it's required to take a bus or be in the airport or to be on planes that you need to wear a mask. But now Amy Klobuchar, actually from Minnesota, is asking the CDC to update the guidelines, and can we not have to wear one?
Oh, got it.
In those places.
Sorry, I was reading the chat room. Sherry made a comment about a creepy doll, so that had my attention. I don't know. I don't think we're ready for that in a packed, you know, container. You know, basically you're in a sardine can and then no masks. I don't know. I think there's too many unknowns about the variants, you know, that are coming out. And I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea, personally. And I'd rather be safe than sorry. So for me, it's not an inconvenience to wear a mask. I don't mind doing it because I know if it's for the greater good, I'm cool with it. So I would say, no, let's not loosen it up, because we just don't know enough about the different variants that are out and coming in the full steam ahead. So I don't know. That's my thought.
Yeah, I don't know what I think about it, you know, and I still... For me, you know, to go to work, I used to be on a bus, right, before COVID hit. And, well, now my bus is not even running anymore after COVID. So I've been driving, but I often wonder if I would even want to take a bus now, you know, with this going on. I know we still wear masks, but, and people say, yeah, but you take planes all the time. But planes, they scrub down after every flight is over, you know, they spray it with that disinfectant stuff everywhere. I don't think they do that on buses. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I don't know. I agree with Sherry. I mean, you know, if you're on a bus, you know, or a plane or whatever, you're not on for that long. So I think it's fine to wear a mask. It's not a big, that's not a big ask, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because we just don't know enough. So I would say yes. Even vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. I would still do it. Well, anyway.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what goes on with that. You know what I mean? But it is lovely not to wear a mask. I mean, Kate, you know, we at my house took our masks off the day the governor lifted the mask mandate and haven't put them on since.
I did not. I have been wearing mine still.
Oh, I know you do. And I'm like, you know what? I can't breathe in them. You know, even after all this time, it's gotten better, but I still am gasping for breath. And I just, ugh. Sherry's saying carbon monoxide poisoning. I think that might be a little bit true, you know? But at the same time, I don't think I would want to take a bus right now. Planes are another story, because I think they're really well cleaned and well cared for, but buses, no. Yeah, so what expo are you going to this weekend? I know you said it was some kind of expo. Is it a public one?
Yeah, it's here in Elk River. So I'm working it. Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Just a local one. So it's a little festival. So I'm working it and it'll be fun and I'm excited and we'll see what happens. If anything, we just get to be outside all day. So that'll be good.
And that's not a bad thing. It's supposed to be nice, you know?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So anyway.
Yeah. All right. So here we are. It is our anniversary, 4 years. So, what do you think? We're going to talk about some of our favorite shows, right? Last week we had a really good guest on. We had Nick Redfern. It is on our Podbean page, so you can certainly listen to it, because it was a fun show and we got him going and it was very fun. He's always a good guest.
Yeah, he is.
If we talk about favorite guests, he's one of mine for sure.
Yeah, because we haven't had him on for a while, so it was good to have him on again.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about cool things. So, you know, I was thinking about things that we've talked about, because this is our anniversary show, and I was thinking about things we've talked about in the past, and we haven't talked about Men in Black before.
No.
With Nick last week, we did. And so, yes. But that got me thinking because I wondered. So I told this a long time ago. I told about when I was young, there was a being who would be in my, he would show up when I was sleeping in my room and stand there. And he was wearing a suit. And I always thought he was a vampire because in the movies, the vampires always wore nice suits and mm-hmm. would just be creepy, right? And he had really white skin and, you know, everything. So I'm like, well, I always thought it was a vampire. So then after last week, I started thinking, what if it was a Men in Black guy?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So then I was like, wow, okay. Because this would happen when I was growing up. Often enough that it was, I mean, well, anytime you wake up and some strange person is standing in your bedroom, it's creepy and scary, right? Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. there was always someone in my house, in my bedroom, wherever I was. So, but this guy was different because it was always the same guy and he was always standing to the left of my bed and just standing there and standing over my bed. He would probably stand 2 feet away from my bed and just stand there. And I couldn't remember really seeing his eyes, but I could see his face and I could see that he was dressed in a nice suit. And it always, I always just stood there thinking, or I stood there, he stood there, but I was always laying there. At first I was freaked out, but I couldn't move because I was a kid. And so I'd just stay there. And then he would just show up. I'd wake up in the middle of the night. There he was, you know, not every night, but because there was all sorts of randoms all the time, but he was always consistent. He'd come very often. And so now this week I've been thinking about that, you know, when that used to happen, and that hasn't happened since I was a kid. And I thought, wow, what if it was one of the Men in Black guys? So then I was talking to Tim about it because I said, what do you think about this? Maybe it wasn't a vampire. Maybe it was a Men in Black person, mm-hmm. you know, alien being, whatever they are. So anyway, we had a little discussion with our spirit guide that we share, and spirit guide said, no, he's more vampire than not anything. And I was like, what do you mean more vampire than anything? So what he was telling me is that he's a like a variation of a vampire. He's not a vampire exclusively, but he's something that's as close as he could describe it. And he wasn't a threat, but he was there for a reason. And it was mainly to shift me in some way in my life path that may not have shifted me back then, but it's shifted me at some point since mm-hmm. then. And, but he was saying that, yes, he's more vampire than anything else. So you were right about it being a vampire. It's just, it's not like a vampire, like you think of a vampire, but mm-hmm. yeah, he was. So he's not a Men in Black guy, which mm-hmm. I was kind of bummed. I'm like, what? I don't know. Like, bummed. Am I bummed? I don't know.
Be bummed about
I
that. Guess,
what's that? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I'm bummed, but anyway, it was good to get the lowdown on that just to get, you know, okay, this is what it is. So I don't have to keep thinking about it. But mm-hmm. yeah, it was interesting mm-hmm. to get the clarification, I'll say, right. Because we've talked about vampires on the show.
Right.
And it's an interesting topic. And so that's also what made me think of them when we've had Michael Bodine on in the past.
I know.
And people love hearing about his vampire story.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they always ask him about the vampire story, but he only has one. So it's like, we got to quit asking him about the vampire story because he keeps telling the same story over and over.
He does. But you know what? People love to hear it because
it is good. Yeah.
It is the same story, but it seems like he tells it a little bit different every time he talks about it. You know what I mean? So I think sometimes it feels like it gets creepier every time he talks about it.
Well, as some stories do, they evolve. Right.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that is one of my favorite stories that we've talked about on our show, too, is the vampire, you know, and we've had Michael on a bunch of times. Right. And every time he's on, the vampire comes out.
Yep. Yeah, it is a good story. And yes, I think it does evolve for mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Do I see Superfan Anita on our chat room?
Is that Superfan Anita? Anita, is that you? I see Superfan. Does it say Anita?
Yes. Hi, Superfan Anita. Oh, my gosh.
Hey. It is Superfan Anita. See, I didn't have it open all the way. Oh, my gosh.
We miss you.
Calling in from the North Country. Yes.
No, we were just talking about, that's another memory from our show, is going over to Superfan mm-hmm. Anita's house
mm-hmm.
and sitting on her back porch. That was so
nice. Yes.
Make
And she had us, well, we were over there many times, you know, and well, see, it's kismet. You were meant to join Anita, you know, you were meant to join tonight. Us tonight. Mm-hmm. And we have talked many times about missing your porch and doing the show from your house.
Yeah, we miss seeing you when we come over on Tuesdays and get to hang out.
And you always had food for our show.
We had food and cake.
It was awesome. It was totally awesome. Oh, that is so cool.
You just I don't think we can. The border's closed. We can't come to Winnipeg right now.
They're still closed. Someday. Someday, though, we should go up there. That would be fun when we can get across that border.
It would be fun to do some investigating while we're up there if we're going to go.
I know. I think that would be absolutely the bomb for sure.
I'm sure there's a lot of cool things up there to investigate.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, vampires. I mean, we've talked about just about so many things. Yeah, and she's saying she can't come to see us either. We know. I know. Hopefully sometime this summer, maybe. Maybe later summer. I don't know. And we do just need canoes and hiking boots. I agree. That's all we need to get up there, to go across. Except those border agents patrol the whole river between Minnesota and Canada. Because we were there last year and met a few of them. So, yeah, not such a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing, but you can't sneak, is what I'm saying. Totally forgot my line of thought, Heidi. You take it.
Well, I was just talking about some of my fun throwbacks, and then I saw Superfan Anita, and that was another one, is just having seances at her house live seances, which we don't do anymore because we have too much dead air. And then we did the light as a feather, stiff as a board at her house. Didn't we do that at her house too? Yeah. We did it twice. I think we did it at her house, right? And then we did it at the studio. Mm-hmm.
She was with us in studio though, I think, when we did maybe either the seance.
Yeah, she was in the studio too.
Two times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so that's always been fun. But we can't do those anymore because there's too much quiet. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't work for radio.
Yeah, no. But we do think in the future we will do a seance and then just do clips and we'll talk about it on the show, you know, and maybe we can Skype.
Because there was some interesting activity when we did it at her house. The light as a feather. Remember we saw people walking through?
Oh, yeah. And I think when we did that, we stopped a little bit too soon. I think if we would have just kept going, one of us would have been up there. You know what I mean? Because we were close. You could feel it. You know, I could feel it. When I was on the table, I could feel it kind of lifting, you know. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't good for radio. Just like the seance wasn't good for radio. But we do think that we will probably do another seance at some point, and we'll have the voice recorder going and maybe even some video. And then we'll talk. We'll do a show. We'll build a show around it. And maybe we'll have guests on the show that were there, you know, so we can all talk about what has happened. So that's on board kind of for this summer as well, or fall, whenever we get around
to it. We should have some of the folks from local here join us for the seance. We could do it at the studio.
I agree.
If people are available.
I agree.
Because Joe on the chat room said that the seance is what sucked him into the show. And so, hey, Joe, you interested in a seance live?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to get him in for one. He hasn't been to one. I don't think you've been. Joe hasn't been to a live seance. So
I think we should invite
a couple people.
So maybe we need to, you know, get it on our calendar and then, you know, announce it, and then we can get a bunch of people, because the more people, the better it is, correct? And we had a lot of activity with just, I think we had maybe 6 or 7 of us both the times that we did it online.
Yeah, I don't even know if there was that many, but that was, it was pretty good. So, it'd be fun to get some different people in to see if it mixes it up.
I agree. We got to do that. So, so those were fun. The light as a feather, stiff as a board were fun. We celebrated my birthday on air one time. We celebrated your birthday on air one time.
Yes, we did.
So, it's been a fun 4 years, you know? For sure.
And we had how many years before that? Was it a year and a half or two?
Two and a half, actually, because I think we started at the end of January.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
2015.
Yeah. So this is 6.5 years that we've been doing it.
Yes, I do remember that. Anita is saying, remember the show that your dad came by spiritually? Oh, yes.
That was a seance, wasn't it?
We did a seance. It was right before Thanksgiving. And
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I felt his arms come around me because he kept saying to you, I'll never forget it, because I knew he was there. And then you and Tim said, oh, there's someone here to see you, Steph. And I said, it's my dad, you know, and it was. And he kept saying, one more, if I could just have one more hug. And I remember I felt his arms come around me, and then I lost it, totally lost it. I thought I was gonna cry all over the radio show. I was very quiet for a while, trying to control myself. But yeah, that was a super, super amazing experience and time, I think. And yep. We had a lot of, it wasn't just my dad that came. There was a lot of people that showed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a seance, Anita. Yeah, that was fun. It was a good show right before Thanksgiving. It was like our Thanksgiving seance or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause we wanted to see if loved ones would come back for mm-hmm. the holiday.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it was. And then my dad showed up. Yeah. So yeah. And we've had a lot of fun, live shows in the studio at Anita's house. When we started out, we did live shows kind of all over town, right? We did one in the old coffee mm-hmm. shop that was down here mm-hmm. in Central. Yep. And we did one at Stanley's upstairs, you know, that's supposed to be like an old time, you know, I forget what it's called now, but that was fun.
Speakeasy, wasn't it?
Speakeasy. Yes. Because that building itself has a lot of paranormal activities. That was the first place the Sim Crew ever investigated. And we got troves mm-hmm. of, you know, evidence. And I just remember all the years that Jerry worked there, you know, I used to see spirits there all the time. So that's a crazy, crazy place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we have done a lot of really cool stuff on our time here in the last 4 years.
Unfortunately, some of our earlier shows, when we were on location, the tech part didn't work. Now we actually have better tech. We have the mixer and all that cool stuff, so it would work better now if we did it, but we're so busy. It's hard to get places.
We will I think what we need to do is plan, you know, a few weeks ahead of time so that we can get it on the calendar and actually have time to pull it together and get it right, you know.
Yeah.
So, and we will as we adjust to this post-COVID world now, we'll get our stuff back together.
Exactly,
for sure. Yeah. So, and then we'll do a, you know, we're hoping to do a live show from the studio with an audience, either in August or September, right? And, you know, mm-hmm. we'll have a guest and it'll be fun, you know?
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we'll have snacks and...
Snacks.
Bubbly water.
I know.
Snacks are a must when we get together.
Lots of snacks and, you know, chocolate maybe, and you know, all that kind of stuff that we used to always have when we
get together at your house. We would always do the show at your house, and mm-hmm. we always had to have chocolate or cookies mm-hmm. or brownies or something.
Yes And you used to bring those wild chocolate bars. I mean, I remember one that you brought one time was like hot chili pepper.
It was good
It was super good. And every week we just buy like one big bar of something different and strange, and it was still, you know, and so half of the time we were chomping on the radio,
which probably again isn't good while you're on the radio to be eating.
No. You gotta limit it to breaks, I guess, you know. Right before
we did
Heidi's hot jam. Oh yeah, the hot jam on the pretzels.
Yeah,
the peanut butter filled pretzels, remember, Anita? Oh my god,
jam going again.
Oh, that was the best. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
We ate a lot when we were on the show in the beginning. That was probably not cool. No. It was good for us. It probably wasn't good for the people listening. And everybody would say they were getting hungry listening to us.
Because we kept saying,
quit talking about food.
I know. And we would post pictures of whatever we were eating. Yeah, we would put it on our Facebook page.
Cake and jam and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that jam. Yep. See? Anita remembers, too. Yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't chocolate, because we had to bring things that weren't chocolate when we went over to her house.
Yes, because she is not a chocolate fan. But she made the best brownies, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
I remember those brownies she made.
Because the girl can bake.
Oh, gosh. From scratch. And they were like the most delicious brownies I think I've ever had, to be honest. Miss them, Anita. All right. Well, you know what? We've already went through half of the show. So we are going to go to commercial break. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
Light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock, The Dark Sun Rising, on the Para-X Radio Network.
Haunted by shadow people in the middle of the night?
Do you secretly love all things creepy and spooky, enjoying ghost stories and horror fiction from the best storytellers?
Do you have a true ghost experience you want to share, but no one will believe you?
If yes, listen to The Professionals on What Are You Afraid Of? Horror Paranormal Show, Friday nights at 9 p.m. on Para X Radio and at www.whatareyouafraidofpodcast.com.
What are you afraid of on Para X?
Our creepy and demented hosts are on call to provide you with all your spooky needs with true ghost stories, interviews, indie music, and new horror fiction. We are ready to scare you.
Para X.
What happens to a ghost when their home is torn down? No one thinks of the disembodied when they rip down old buildings, dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Para-X Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied, and we're reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please, let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home?
Para X.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network, and we are having our fourth anniversary of doing the weekly show this week. And we're very happy that we have been here this long, that we made it. You know, I was thinking, I don't know if Sarge is happy that we made it this long. I made a reference earlier about we added more gray hair to his head.
I think
actually that might have been Skype's fault. Maybe it wasn't exactly our fault, but I'm sure we've done damage, and I'm sorry for that.
I know.
We're glad he's our producer for sure.
Last week we had Skype issues, and we had Nick Redfern, who's a super guest, you know what I mean? And we couldn't, you know, it was crazy. But, I'm sure poor Sarge has a lot of gray hairs from our show. And, you know, we finally got our tech stuff together, I think, except for the Skype blurb every once in a while. But, oh my gosh, in the first year or two, we had a lot of issues.
Yeah, that was tough. I remember I had a virtual mixer that I downloaded that worked really well for like a month. And then something happened. I must have had an update to my computer and it stopped working. And that was a nightmare. That was after when we started doing remote. We started going around to different locations. Mm-hmm. And that was a nightmare when that stopped working because I had just gotten it really like nailed down. And then it stopped working. And then we moved on to a couple of different mixers.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Sarge is trying to help me this from, you know, his location. And I was like, I don't know. We finally got it figured out. I feel bad.
Yeah, because we got that one mixer and then we had Wendy Webb on and it just didn't work. Remember?
That was bad.
It was bad.
That was really bad.
Mm-hmm. And then we had another one, and I think we had Horse on that week or something, and we couldn't really get it to work that week either. And it was another live audience thing. It was always at the studio when we had people there, and we just couldn't get it to work. But now, it's all good.
Yes. Last couple of times I've used it, it's worked great.
Yeah, it's working really good. Yes. Yeah. So Jerry is saying his favorite shows that we do are the Paranormal Smorgasbords. They are fun.
Because we get a lot of fun topics from the chat room.
And that, you know, is one of our most, our monthly most listened to show, I think, because we have a full chat room and people are
full
just
chat room, totally.
Yeah. Yep. And they just go on and on. And thanks to our awesome producer, Sarge, for coming up with that name, Paranormal Smokers Board.
Sarge is.
We were the three of us were hashing a name out for that, and that was that was him. Yeah, that was all Sarge.
Yep, totally.
So that was fun. Sherry is saying her favorite shows are Orcas and Eagles. Yeah, me too. They're on my list of favorite ones. And you know, I just have to share with everybody the Eagle. I don't know if any of you look at that DNR Eagle Facebook page. You know, there's one that says Friends of the. They go, you know, these people watch, and there's nothing wrong with it, but they watch, they have this camera on 24/7. And so if they don't see one of the chicks, oh my God, she's dead, you know, and I, they really hadn't seen, and here's what I've seen on Facebook is they haven't seen the female eaglet for a couple weeks. And so everybody is like, oh my God, is she dead? Are they not feeding her? Whatever. And then somebody said, like me, and I didn't comment this, but I wanted to. I wanted to say, trust the eagles. They don't leave their babies, you know? Mm-hmm. And then she amazingly showed up on the nest today, and she is just fine. And everybody is so happy. And I'm saying, see, just trust in the eagles. You know, they know what they're doing, honestly, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, those two are just, soon they'll be gone from the nest, and then they're all going to cry on that, you know, the ones that watch that camera.
Till next time.
But they are beautiful. Yep, they are beautiful young eagles, and they are flying all around, and you know, fingers crossed, you know, here's my prayer for them. Stay away from power lines, stay away from people, and listen to their parents, and they should be okay. You know, that's what I say to all of them.
Graduation card. Yes. You're giving them a graduation card.
Yes, that's kind of what I say to all of them. When I know when I used to go see the eagles down on the river all the time, and I've only been down there once this year because I've just been crazy busy. But and I've said that to the owlets too. You know, here's what I'm saying. You guys are going to be gone pretty soon. Here's my words of wisdom to you. And I say it to the eagles too. So yeah, it's fun to talk to Lori, and we will have Lori on again because I know they're doing all kinds of really fun projects at the DNR. It's not just about eagles. You know, they talked about on the news the other night, they were talking about the turtles and how they're trying to save the branding turtles, which is really fun, you know, and they've got these new little projects going on. So she would be a fun one to talk to now and see what else is shaken, you know, besides
once the eagles
factors.
Are out of the nest, mm-hmm. transition.
Transition
animal.
Into something else. And the orcas, so the orcas have, I just will say what I know about them. And the fact is J-Pod or J-Clan, who are the resident orcas of the islands, who the orca network, we always talk about the southern residents, and that's who they are, have not been seen for 12 weeks.
Is that a long time?
It is. And, you know, it seems like they're gone for longer and longer periods of times. And you know what it is? They're looking for food. You know, they're looking for food. The dams are up, although we're, you know, making a little bit of progress there. They just have to go further and further to find food. Now, yesterday it was big news all over that J-Pod was seen on the western side of Vancouver Island, north, way north of the island.
I wonder if it's partly because of the heat. Too. Their food,
you know, I don't know.
Because of the
I don't
heat.
Know. But I do know the last few years, it seems like, you know, when we first started going out there, they saw, you know, the whole clan, JK and Alpods, would be together from June until end of September, right? And they would see them a lot. Maybe not every day, but many days out of the week. And we used to go there and we always saw them, you know, all the time. And the last few years, it's been more so that they really don't see them the whole month of June, and then they start seeing them like mid-July, and then they go through maybe October, and then they're sporadic again. You know what I mean? But this is a really long time. And I know when I was out on the island a few weeks ago, Katie from the Center for Whale Research, who's a friend of ours who started out as a naturalist on a whale watch boat 20 years ago, you know, and we've just been friends with her ever since. But she told us that they were a little concerned because they had not seen them. And nobody has seen them. People look for them, you know, all over the Pacific Northwest. for, you know, 8 weeks or so. So I'm really happy they saw J-Pod yesterday. So I'm hoping in 2 weeks when we're there, they're back on the island. Or in the waters around the island.
Send them a postcard.
Yes, I think I need to do that, you know, especially to Tahlequah. I need to see that baby of hers, you know. So, yeah, I mean, those are fun. The nature shows are one of my favorites, too. You know,
I thought was fun, speaking of nature show? Was it last year that we had Peggy from the Wildlife Center on?
Mm-hmm.
It was remote, but she had the wolf pack do a howl for us during the show.
Yes.
That was so cool.
Yes. Yes.
That gave my, like, I had goosebumps. It was crazy.
I know. Yeah. And you know what? Now in the post-COVID world, we really got to try to see if we can go there. Because she invited us to come there.
She did.
For a show.
And I have emailed and I haven't heard back. I'm going to have to email again because I emailed a few times and didn't hear back. And I know with COVID and everything, who knows? Maybe they were so stretched because they didn't have people. She said that they couldn't have volunteers come because of COVID. So the people that were owning it and working there were stretched really thin. So maybe they just were like, we don't even have time to answer your emails.
Right.
Which I would understand totally. So I'll reach out again because I'd love to go there again.
I would too.
I've been there and I've stayed overnight there and it's really cool. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to do a show from there. We could do a live show. It would be great.
Yeah. I think so too. So we'll have to work on that one. But yeah, because, you know, here at the gathering, we do all kinds of subjects. We don't just do paranormal subjects, you know, psychic subjects, all those kind of things, which we do, you know, a lot of the time, but we also pepper it in with all these other things. And we've done, you know, for various, I think we did a shelter or two, didn't we? Or am I just thinking maybe thought we would and didn't do it? But we do that, you know, because it's fun to do other things as well. I know I heard that Karin is saying that they had escaped wolves. Two of them were killed. I know. I saw that,
too. I thought there was only three. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I knew they found two of them. I hadn't heard about anything else, so that's too bad that they...
Oh, I know. Sadness. But, so we'll try to get those on, too. But, yeah, and Anita's talking about a guest who talked about Sasquatch. You know, we've had so many guests on that have talked about Sasquatch, I can't even imagine who that might be, Anita. Because we've had so many really good guests on talking about Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there have been good.
And, you know, we talk about cryptids. We talk about lake monsters, you know. Speaking of lake monsters, Katie Elizabeth was a fantastic guest the few times we've had her on. Just thinking about bringing her back because she's doing some phenomenal research up there. So we just, you know, there's so many fun things that we've talked about. It's hard to even pull some up that stand out, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun guests, you know, and it's fun because when we have a fun guest, it's great. And then, you know, then when we don't have a guest, but we do like Paranormal Smorgasbord, that's fun too, you know? So having guests is fun. And then sometimes just kicking around topics is fun too.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have done that a lot. I mean, we do that, you know, because it is fun. We pick a topic and we do, you know, the Great Lakes stuff that we've done about the paranormal, and then we did the treasures. Remember, that was really fun, too, you know, when we looked at those treasures or the old runes or whatever up there in the the quadrant between all the three Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what we got to find? I still want to find someone who is legit on mermaids.
I know, me too.
We've been trying to find someone that's not just a mermaid actor. She was lovely, by the way, but I wanted someone who actually knew about mermaids and she wanted to be one. That's different.
She was, She was not a researcher. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we thought. So I want to find someone who's looking for and or finding mermaid evidence like they would for Bigfoot. So.
Mm-hmm. Me too. So if anyone out there listening in radio land or podcast land, when this lands on our Podbean site, knows anyone who does real, you know, mermaid research, let us know, because I think that would be so interesting.
Yeah, you were so sad last week when Nick said that he doesn't believe in mermaids.
You know,
I was like telling him, you know, like breaking the news that there's no tooth fairy.
I know
you stuff. I'm like, oh,
I know. Sorry. Well, you know, there isn't a lot of credible research out there. I mean, let's be real.
Well, that's the thing. That's why it's hard to find someone because there isn't. Yeah.
But there's a lot of weird different things out there that make sense why there should be actual beings like that out there in the seas. And, you know, let's be real here. We don't know really what's out there in the sea. Every day it seems like they're discovering something else. So it's totally possible. Oh, yes, you know what? It was Chief Brian that you guys are talking about, I think. And he was fun. Yeah, we want to get him back on, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about little people because I talked about what I saw up north, and that's exactly what I saw. Yeah, he has some really good stories about little people. Yeah. And we have talked about bringing him back on. So we will get Chief Elkhart Running is his Indian name. We will get him back on because I know he would love to come on. I did call him and ask him if he knew about Wendigos, but he did not know enough for that subject. He said, mm-hmm. That's not me stuff. So we'll bring him on about other things.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a good guest. That was fun. Mm-hmm. You know who I want to, well, this isn't someone that we know who he is. He's just a guy that I actually stumbled across on the internet, and we're going to get him on as a guest, and he is going to talk about the Alaskan Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be an interesting subject because I hadn't even heard of it. Although I know that there's been a lot of paranormal activity and alien UFO activity up in mm-hmm. Alaska, but mm-hmm. yeah, it'll be interesting to hear his take on it. He's been doing some work, and I asked him a couple months ago if he wanted to join. He said he had some more research to do, and he was, but he'd be ready in a few months. And now I think we might get him for July, so that'll be cool.
Good, good. That would be awesome. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's just so many paranormal subjects that it's we've just scratched the surface, you know, on it. And there's so many people out there doing fantastic research on cryptids, on different parts of the paranormal, and you know, this Alaskan Triangle, just odd things that just are really supernatural, right? They're not a part of the normal world.
Yep. Yeah. It's so cool when people bring different topics to it that you haven't heard of before. And it's like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I need to know more about that.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Like the underwater, you know, like the Stonehenge up in the mm-hmm. Great Lakes. Like mm-hmm. what? I hadn't mm-hmm. heard about that. That's cool. I know in certain areas, it's like, yeah, that's where it's just there. Everybody knows about it. Yeah. I didn't know about it. And I'm intrigued. So.
I know. And all of the weirdness on Lake Superior, you know, all the paranormal stuff. Wendy Webb is one of my favorite guests. And I'm sure we'll have her on in the next couple of months because she's got another book coming out now. So stay tuned for that. Maybe she can be with us in a live studio audience because I know she really enjoyed that when she came to see us there. So
maybe we'll have now that our equipment works.
Yes. So maybe we'll have her on for that, you know, because she loved it. We loved having her. It was just so fun. And she has, I love her books, but she's a big one on the weirdness of Lake Superior. And we talk about Lake Superior being a spirit itself.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with that. So, yeah, and UFOs and, you know, and as we travel the state this summer, I'm hoping that we can get some guests from people that I meet. As I said, you know, when Squatchers are out there, we hear from people all the time about Sasquatch, and it seems like everyone who has a Sasquatch experience, many of them also have UFO experiences, you know, so, mm-hmm. and they've seen something. I don't know what it is, but they have seen something, you know, so interesting stuff. And I know, Karin, I think you have been kind of pointing towards UFOs up there where you are too. I don't know if that's anything recent, but I know you talk about that quite often.
And we've got weird stuff here where mm-hmm. I live. Mm-hmm. A lot of UFO activity here. So, what seems to be, like, no proof, but mm-hmm. weird stuff in mm-hmm. the sky. We'll just say that.
Well, and I know when we were up, Squatchers were up north last year on an expedition. We were out at night and we were way out in the boonies. And I was trying to figure out this new camera that we had. So I was paying attention to that. And Josie and Katie kept talking about seeing these what they thought were UFOs in the sky. And Josie said something. We should have her on because she describes these lines that she saw in the sky. It's kind of weird, like longitude and latitude kind of lines. And then all of a sudden she said, "We have to go." I said, "What do you mean? We have to go. We need to go. We're not supposed to be here. Something's going to happen." And I'm like, okay, I trust intuition. If that's what you think, we're out of here. And we got in the car, we put all our stuff in the car, and we went. So what was going on there, I'm not really sure. She's very intuitive, and I don't know if it had something to do with what she was seeing in the night sky. But that was crazy. Crazy talk, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is weird. We saw, I don't know if we talked about this on a show recently, but we were sitting in the backyard and we saw a series of lights streaking across the sky. So there was, mm-hmm. You see satellites and they kind of mm-hmm. track across the sky and you can watch them. Well, there was a little light that was going across the sky that we were like, oh, it's a satellite. But then there was one right behind it. Wait a minute. There's another, it's exactly the same and it was right behind it in the same line. Mm-hmm. And then another one. And then another one and another one, like six mm-hmm. or seven or eight of them, something mm-hmm. like that. But what they would do is they'd catch up with each other and then they'd spread apart and then they'd catch up. Not all of them, but just individual ones would get real close and then they'd spread apart. And then they'd, mm-hmm. some other ones would get real close and spread apart. And there wasn't any kind of pattern to it, but it was weird.
Yeah.
It was cool and weird. And I'm like, well, obviously that's not satellites. I don't think it's satellites.
You know, and that's what we all asked. I did look at some of them, but I was preoccupied with something else. But I mean, both Katie and Josie were talking about, yeah, they weren't satellites. You know, it's nothing that they'd seen before. And they did stuff like that. But these lines in the sky, I mean, that was bizarre. Like she said, it was like a grid, like longitude and latitude. And interesting. It was crazy. But we should have her on and talk about that because, yeah, it was kind of cool what she saw.
Looking at the chat room.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot going on. Everybody's got favorite shows, which I love. Calling them to you. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I know you want to do that. Mm-mm, not me.
Yep.
Not in a million years. Yep. Would I call them to me? Although, you know, with this Rh negative blood, maybe I should, huh? Maybe they would come.
They might take you then.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want that for sure.
Only
8-10% of the whole world population has Rh negative blood. And isn't that weird? And what is it? Some kind of alien blood? And that's why we have to have shots so that our bodies don't kill the baby when we get pregnant, you know, if it happens to be Rh positive. I mean, that's crazy stuff, right? Oh my.
See, I don't know if I am. I guess I'd have to find out, but I've never been pregnant either, so I wouldn't know, because then you'd probably know if you've been through something like that. But yeah. So
my dad was, my brother is, I am. You know, and like I said, my brother Joe, he's the one who says, well, we have the big eyes stuff. And I'm like, okay.
Bug eyes.
He's so funny. So, but yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of interesting. And I should read, Nick has a book all about this Rh negative stuff. And I've read parts of it. And it's things you don't think about. You know, it's like, well, okay, why does only 10% of us have that, you know, and why does it want to kill the positive blood, you know, or anything that's positive blood-wise, you know, so bizarre.
Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't talk about our first co-host.
Kristen.
Yeah. Our original co-host.
I know.
The three of us.
And that was when we were on once a month.
That was when we were on once a month, but still,
on
she comes on once in a while with us now. And
she does.
She was part of the original crew.
Yes. We're hoping she comes on a little more often, you know, now going forward, because we sure have a lot of fun. But I think we all have to be together when she's on because it's just
it helps.
So much more fun, you know.
Yep.
And we can certainly do
and
that.
And it helps because she's not on Skype, so we can't see her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, so that's going to happen too. And so we'll be, the three of us will be together more often in the coming year. And I think that will be awesome. Sorry, I'm not going to read the chat room anymore because I'm speechless.
Getting distracted.
It's taking my words. You know, I.
What about a plug for our sibling show?
Yes, the plug for the sibling show. Let's do that. So tomorrow they are talking about unusual psychic abilities. So it should be good. And that is everyone listen to the Calling radio show at 8 o'clock Eastern right here on the ParaX Network. And the gathering started on the Calling radio show all those years ago.
Yes, we did.
We were the last hour once a month.
It was to give them a break or something. It was, we just took over the last hour of the month, and that's how we ended up here 4, 5, 6.5 years later, right?
Yep.
Total, all in.
We decided to take the plunge, and we went into a weekly radio show, and I haven't looked back, really. You know, it's sometimes it gets a little hairy because we're so busy that we just sometimes don't have a plan, and we have to figure it out quick.
We rarely run repeats.
Right. Never.
Right? Unless it's a holiday.
Repeats this year.
Unless it's a holiday or something really is like we are jammed up and we can't do it. We rarely run repeats.
I know.
During our show.
We do a fantastic job. Even if one of us can't be on, the other one will take it and run, you know. Jerry's talking about A.C. Slade. Yes, A.C. Slade.
Oh, he loves
A.C. Slade, the rocker.
I'd rank him right with Michael Bodine. Trying to wrangle either one of those two for a show was ridiculous.
Oh,
it was like trying to keep kittens in a basket with those two. It was almost impossible to wrangle them.
Well, and at least with Michael, when he's sitting next to me, I can punch him when I know that word's coming out of his mouth. But AC was remote. I mean, it's not like we can kind of shut him up there, you know? No. So
he was talking about urban exploration, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
he was wild.
Yeah, he's fun. He has a coffee company now. It's called Coffee or something like that. Yeah, he's fun. He's just kind of the jack of all trades, that one. And he's going out on tour, so now he's on a diet. A.C. Slade, who's like thin. Why is he on a diet? I'm not sure. But he said he wants to look shredded for the tour. So, I don't know.
Okay.
But we should have him on at some point again, too, because he's fun. He's a fun one, but he's hard to wrangle. You're right. So
he is hard to wrangle.
Well, you know what? Here we are. My gosh, I can't believe this hour has flown by. Oh, my gosh.
It has flown.
And it's fun to hear about everyone's favorite topics in the chat room because they're all subjects that we are near and dear to our hearts as well, I think. You know, the animals. You know, we've talked about animal spirit guides and totem animals, I think. And
yeah, we did.
You know, we talked about orcas and eagles, and of course, they're two of my big spirit guides, you know, so we kind of put in our experience as well. So it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun to hear what people remember because there's stuff that I'm like, oh, yeah, we did that. And it, you know, but it's right there in your memories. And so that's cool that you think about it and you remember that stuff. So we appreciate you guys here and everyone listening, even, you know, those that aren't in the chat room. It's cool to have you with us tonight. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To celebrate 4 years of the show.
We kind of have two anniversaries because it's weird that we've already celebrated a 5-year anniversary before.
Right.
You know, but now we're celebrating 4 years, but it's different.
Yep. I know. It is different.
It's confusing.
But long time. So let's put it this way. 6.5 years on air
total
at ParaX, but 4 years during the weekly show.
Yep.
Because at first it was kind of part-time-ish, you know?
Yep. So there you go.
All right. Well, Missy, I think we need to wrap it up for this week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If the troops are listening, thank you so much. And thank you for your service, and be safe.
Yes. And everybody in the chat room, thank you so much for your contributions tonight. And anyone listening out there, we are so glad to have you with us. Sarge, thank you for an awesome 6.5 years. And 4 years weekly, and Pair X for hosting us this whole time. Thank you so much. We totally love it here.
Yes. Good night, everyone.
Good night.